We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn to cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 19, Austin, Texas. A recap of Episode 10. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, the couples are going on a getaway, and you see all the couples prepping to go. Anything that stood out to you as these couples are getting ready?
So you got Megan and Derek that have some pranks planned. And I'll be honest, their prank game is pretty solid. Like the things that they had planned to set up, I thought that was really cool. So I was looking forward to see how that was going to pan out. And then we find our favorite couple, Rhonda and Pat, are not going to be at the retreat because they're at a family. Rhonda has a family getaway planned in Marble Falls, which is another suburb outside around the Austin area. So we find that they're not going to be there.
Yeah. And like Sly says, no hell. Ask Pat about that because we'll find out. We'll get to Rhonda and Pat because, you know, the producers are like, oh, y'all can't make it? We'll send a camera crew because we know there's going to be something here.
Yeah.
Absolutely, there will be something here, right? So to your point, Megan and Derek, they wanted to be there first and mission accomplished. They were the first ones there. They set up the pranks and then the first couple arrives.
Yeah.
Would the pranks really that good if after not that long, Jalen and Josh are like, it's got to be a prank?
Well, it was still good. They're going to figure out it was a prank. The cat thing where you hear the cat meowing and you don't see a cat anywhere or don't hear a cat, you would leave to be a prank. The toilet paper thing I thought was hilarious. That was good.
That was terrible. And a terrible in a sense, like, not because the prank was terrible, but the pranky was terrible. The pranky was absolutely bad, right? Because here's the thing. Jalen notices, and again, Jalen, pretty astute, she notices, all right, the cat, there's no real cat here, we're fine. But then she's like, hey, did you notice the fake toilet paper? And there's real toilet paper over there. Then her mom walks in like, yeah, that toilet paper was tough. How the hell? I'm trying to understand because Belinda says she got there. She tried to rip it. It wouldn't rip. So she put her foot down and ripped it and then used the toilet paper.
Yeah. I'm just like, but was that toilet paper though?
Okay. You put your foot down. I'm trying to understand. Somebody help me out. You put your foot down. Thank you, Kitty. How did Belinda use that? So that means she put it on the floor, right? Unless she stood up and put it on the sink.
It's not a public bathroom.
I don't give a damn. It's not yours.
It's not like you're at a bar. I'm just saying. It's not yours. Maybe. It's not that bad.
Somebody like you walked in there with your shoes on. So you brought the airport pee with you.
And you're just going to rub that on your underparts, on your undercarriage. Yeah. Just contaminate your undercarriage.
Gross. Jesus. I felt Tracy. I feel you. Tracy says that wasn't funny. I felt bad for Belinda. I feel you. Jen says I hope it flushed. And High Vibe. This is what I'm trying to understand. She put her foot on the paper and then used it. What'd you do? Oh, I used the other side. Which one? The one on the floor or the one under your foot?
Well, she's in survival mode. You got to wipe. She's sitting there exposed. She has to do something. She goes for the fake toilet paper that she didn't realize was fake. I try to give her a little benefit of the doubt, to be fair.
Her daughter, Jalen, realized that there was real toilet paper just to the left, to the right, somewhere right there.
Yeah.
Grab some of that. If this ain't working, you grab a new roll. Isn't that what we do?
Exactly. That's what you should do.
Yeah. Tyler, like Tyler says, that Airbnb host is going to be pissed about her plumbing.
Yeah. Because Netflix will pay, Peacock will pay for it.
Yeah. That fake toilet paper probably did clap it up.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, Dina Dixpro says Belinda isn't the brightest bulb. Wow. And Nikki B says a wipe is better than no wipe. Is it?
Facts. Yeah, something's better than nothing. Can't be walking around with all that booty dirt on you.
Your girl shows. See, that's probably what everybody else was hearing in the house.
Yeah. Well, you got to go clean to dirty. Right? Not dirty to clean, clean to dirty.
Still, it's terrible. So what's interesting is that they had the women kind of gathered and the guys kind of gathered outside, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, this wasn't just natural. The producers pulled them apart. Let's see what everybody has to say. Anything from the women's gathering?
Yeah, so the women get together to talk about Decision Day. Brittany talks about how Will says things that just throws her off, so she's just not sure where he stands. Mm-hmm. Jalen tells them about the whole festival conversation with Josh. Nope. And that, yeah, I know. So Josh was, you know, trying to ask her about what types of groups or communities they can create together. And I'm still thinking, like, why does this need of community is still a conversation? I don't get it.
Yeah. And the fact that we had to keep, the fact that we're going to have to talk about it again, yeah. I'm irritated. I am now, I am Will. I'm agitated. I'm annoyed.
I'm tired of reiterating what we've said in previous recaps.
The guys were out there and Chad was very confident, saying there's no doubt what he's going to say.
Right.
What else did you get from the guys here?
I got that Derek says they will both say yes, and we know the reason why is they have a bun in the oven. Will says he hasn't said I love you, and then rambles on the five types of love, which I don't know where he was going with this. And then he said that he has been told he's too logical and needs to lead with the heart.
Okay, duh.
Duh.
But he's the only person that doesn't realize that.
Yeah.
You know? It's really kind of wild, this whole thing. Here's what's interesting about this thing. There's a lot of community. Josh should be happy with this. There's a lot of community activities. Everybody's together a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're eating outside, and they hear the cat again, and kind of figuring out that it's a fake. So everybody kind of knows this. But then they decide to play this little game, and Jalen decides to ask Derek and Megan.
Mm-hmm.
She asked Derek, what do you love about Megan? And I kind of love the way they played this. Didn't you?
Yeah, he did. He tried to be a little cute and be like, you know, she's has great sense of humor. She's really smart. But then he got to getting real.
But just because she was feeding him the answers.
Yeah.
Intelligent.
Yeah. And so, but he said getting to know her has been awesome. And he feels they have a good time together, which I thought was nice on Derek's part.
Now, Shante says Derek doesn't really like Megan. Do you agree?
No, I think he does. So far? I think he does.
To put up with all that he's put up with so far, he has to.
And it's because they got a baby on the way. If there was no baby on the way, I think Derek might back out. But because, you know, she's potentially preggers, he's like, I'm all in.
Lil Leah says, to be fair, see, I'm not the only one who says this. I don't think half of the couples like each other. They just want it to work. You are supposed to trust the process. Everybody's trying something different because this is not the norm, right? So there it is. Your girl shows us Derek is very patient or great actor. I'm going to go with patience.
Yes, I will say the
because
same.
Because staying in character that long, whew.
And what?
Newbie Mahogany says Derek enjoys being mistreated.
Maybe.
Could be. Some people just like toxicity.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Brittany's answer to the question of what do you love about Will?
I thought this was totally full of crap because Brittany says she likes Will's mind and how it works. He's uniquely him, and she will never encounter anyone like him. You don't like that man's mind because his mind has you second guessing everything.
Everything.
About Shaw's relationship. Don't try to say, like, I really like his mind. No, you don't.
Okay. To be fair, since we've started it, let's keep going. let Nikki be throwing tomatoes at that answer. Here's the thing about this, though. Look, she knows she's dealing with an egomaniac. Right? This man wants to be the brightest bulb every single time. Jen, even though Jen says she doesn't understand his mind, she understands his ego. So what is she doing? She is stroking it. Is that wrong?
I think it's wrong to lie and say that you like his mind when you don't. Stroking the ego, nothing wrong with that. But just straight up lying. Stroke it to the east, stroke it to the west. That's one of my go-to karaoke songs, by the way. I will do that song karaoke. Yeah.
Joan says she was being nicer,
maybe.
It is your girl show says Brittany's so damn pressed for that man who gives her nothing positive. And you know, there's a lot in this episode, and I think we gave her a hard time at the start of this. And I think we're going to all turn the table by the end of this episode and the end of this recap, right?
I'm guessing so.
I'm hoping. I'm putting it in the atmosphere.
Okay.
But knowing the live crew, anything's possible. Now, one of the things that we did get to see after this was Josh and Jalen back in their room. The C word comes up again. Not that
and the C word, community.
What was this discussion about? I tune every time the word community comes up, I tune out because I think they need a dictionary or will to explain the different types of community and what they actually mean, because I don't think Josh knows.
Well, this is an example of what happens when you don't go to college. Anyway. I'm sorry. Jalen and Josh, I'm totally joking.
You actually said it, huh?
I'm just joking. You said the quiet part out loud. Totally joking. That's just me being me. Sorry about that. But don't take that personal. Jesus. So they get into this whole community conversation again. And Jalen's trying to help him understand that she has been thinking about community in her mind. Community is bringing him around her family, bringing him around her spin class. Like, that's community for her. And then maybe building other friends that could be couple friends. Where Josh, I think, is so set on what he has experienced as community. And that's the only thing that he sees. And Josh said that he hears it when she talks about community, but he hasn't had much of a chance to see it. And that's what ticked Jalen off. And she even said, I brought you to my spin class. That's my community. And he said, oh, that just seemed like a friend hangout. I was like, damn,
Josh. A friend hangout?
Yeah.
She's teaching the damn class.
She's bringing you into her world for all of her students in her class to see you with the cameras and everything. That's letting you into her community. So this was a painful conversation.
Very painful. And, you know, like Nikki B says, Josh seems like he'll off Jalen in the desert if she doesn't like Burning Man. That's why she's not going. The smartest thing she can do is not go. She's done everything this man has asked so far.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He wouldn't do the one thing she asked him to do, or at least that we heard her ask him to do on camera.
Yeah.
We don't know what else. We don't know. But I'm just saying. She's done everything. He's done nothing. There's no reason for her to go, and I'm with her on that. But this community thing is really, really driving me nuts, right?
Yeah.
Now, little Eva decided to do a little research and go to the Webster side of the internet and say, give us a definition of community, a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common.
Such as the Married at First Sight community. Of cast members.
Yes.
This you're in a community right now.
Which is exactly what Daniela is saying.
Air day. You're with the community.
Yeah. This was nuts. I mean, And they just kept going round and round in circles so much that Jalen had to just go ahead and break down and you know, break out the HWTs.
The Hispanic woman tears. So once she breaks out the tears, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, Josh has an epiphany. Mm-hmm. And he realizes what she meant by community. And he totally sees it now. And I'm sorry it took me this long to figure out what you were talking about. I'm just like, that would be so draining to me.
Yes. Even though there are a couple of people who are saying a couple of different things, like on an island, which, see, this is how I need people to start using capitals in their ads, because I almost call that Onan Island. You got to think hard sometimes.
Onan Island. Yeah, that would have been, that'd work. I wouldn't have said anything.
Says Josh is being purposely obtuse. I'm not even going to mess with this one. But she says Josh is manipulative. Mm. And I have to agree, because I think Josh wants his own way. He's very controlling.
Yeah.
Very, very controlling. And we've seen this.
Yeah.
This is a problem. Get on that spin bike and ride away, Jalen.
Yeah.
I know it's not going anywhere, but still.
Well, but here's the problem. I think this is where Josh's mind's at. Josh mm-hmm. is a self-made person.
Yeah.
Didn't go to college, but built a business that he's doing really well. Was it half a million?
Yeah, half a million is what he's saying, yeah.
So he's doing really well for himself. When you do well for yourself, you have this ego mm-hmm. that I'm great, right? Now, if he comes across a woman who makes the same or more, his mm-hmm. attitude's going to be different. But because he has the financial power dynamic, I feel like this is why he's acting this way.
Nikki B says, Josh seems to be lying about being an introvert. Skydiving, Burning Man, community doesn't equal introvert. I mean, when you jump
skydiving, got to do. You're not like having a lot of conversations. I've done it three times. You're not talking to anybody.
The only thing you'll say when you jump out is, ah!
Yeah. You're not having anyway, when I was 10, my dad, he took me to play football. Like, none of that is happening when you're skydiving. So you don't have to be social and be an extrovert to go skydiving or to even go to Burning Man. You can just sit there quietly and just people watch.
To be fair, the conversations are had in skydiving before you jump out the plane, because you need to make sure the guy you're going to be, guy or girl you're going to be strapped next to, is actually having a good day.
So you got any plans after this? You got no plans? Your girlfriend broke up with you? Yeah, no. I need to get someone else.
That is the kind of jokes that Terrell and I were making when we went skydiving. I'm just like, needless to say, my wife didn't find any of that funny.
No, she didn't. Even the joke I tried to play on her afterwards. Yeah, she wasn't amused.
Yeah. By the way, Nikki B says, Terrell, you aren't an introvert. You just don't like people.
I love
Terrell,
people.
Actually, he likes, Terrell is actually, he is the extrovert. He's the one, yes. He has never met a stranger. He's that kind of person.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, yeah, I don't like people.
Yeah. A stranger is just a friend I haven't met yet. So I have no problem. I'm highly extroverted.
Yeah, very, very much so. So these two, we're seeing this issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing compared to Rhonda and Pat.
Well,
because we get to catch up with them. Where did they go again? What part of Texas did they go terrorize?
Marble Falls.
Okay. It'll never be the same after Rhonda got there. Look, I want to see if I'm the only one that noticed this. Because when you and I were talking about this earlier, you didn't bring this up. So I don't think you saw it.
Okay.
Or maybe you just chose to go over it, right? But Rhonda's starting to tell, okay, we just want to check in and say, you know, last night there was lots of foosball competition going, you know, mm-hmm. lots of screaming and yelling. And Pat just goes, oh, yeah, the foosball was intense.
Yeah.
The look Rhonda gave him. I was like, yo, she does not like this man at all.
She's easily irritated by him. I can't say she doesn't like him, but she just gets easily triggered. And she would have to understand that her family. Okay, so you saw the part where they were dancing in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and Pat's trying to dance around with like the little young kids. That's a lot for somebody mm-hmm. to do just meeting people for the first time.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's just a lot of energy and a lot of social stimulation that I'd have to be ready for. And it's just a lot. And I just don't think Rhonda grasps what it's like for other people to experience her and like the energy that she brings. Her energy is not bad. I'm not saying anything about that. I know she's sensitive to hear people talk about her energy and her personality. None of that is wrong. But you also got to understand that Pat's just coming in cold. He doesn't know any of these people.
But, okay, here's the thing that with Pat that irritated me with Rhonda on this, right? Because all Pat did was join in the conversation. He was her hype man. Yeah. He was the ad-lib person. You know, as you say your verses, come on. That's all he was doing. All he said was, oh yeah, foosball was intense.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, solo time. Only I speak. You sit there and just shut up. But that wasn't it all. What else happened here? Because once Rhonda starts talking and she shows me that, I stop listening.
So they had to go pick up some stuff at the store. Mm-hmm. So they had to make a ride. So probably, you know, drive into town, if you will, because Marble Falls is pretty small.
Right.
And she was saying how Pat told her that he had bought tickets to a show, so a concert. But she was frustrated that he didn't check with her first. And so she was trying to say that, hey, this is why we should have shared calendars and all this other stuff, which to me, instead of just going, wow, this is really nice that I told him how much I like music. He booked these tickets. Let me see if I can get off work. Instead of making it like scolding him for not checking in with the first. So she's telling him about, you know, having shared calendars. And when they walk into the store, he makes a beeline to the dude behind the counter, like, hey, here's what we're here looking for. Now, I don't think that he did that because he was annoyed with her. I just think Pat, like most men, were hunters. We got to go to the store. I'm going to go get what we came here to get. Where is this? What aisle can I find this on? And I want to get
that
out.
That sounds good. But Pat is also like most men, a survivor. He said, let me get away from this woman right here. Save me. Call 911. Hey, we need to get. Pat was trying to get away. That's all. Call an Uber for me, please.
Maybe. It's like, I'm blinking twice. I need help.
Now, Candy Marifo says, Rhonda is equal to walking around landmines. Yes, because there's nothing that Pat can do around Rhonda that doesn't set her off.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
At least this is all we got from, and we didn't get to see her terrorize Pat this entire episode.
No, which that was the last. That means episode 11, Pat's going to get the smoke.
Oh yeah, poor Pat. Jesus. We feel for you, Pat. We feel for you. We've got to get to more Megan and Derek and, of course, your favorite couple, Brittany and Will. But first, a word from the kitchen.
So this holiday season, the kitchen is where everyone gathers. So make it feel good. Cellar and Spice has curated cookware, prep tools, and wine accessories designed to elevate the entire hosting experience, whether you're making a full Thanksgiving spread or just bringing the vibes. So go to cellarandspice.com because holidays are about moments and good tools make those moments better.
Good tools.
Good tools. Good tools in the kitchen. Good pots, pans, wine accessories. You know, what's funny is like when my brother's a huge wine enthusiast. And so this year, he's hosting Thanksgiving, so I'm excited to bring. I got some good bottles of stuff that I'm going to bring to Houston. But I got a couple wine accessories from Cellar and Spice that I want to plop out and be like, hey, check this out.
You're going to plop it out? By the way, I just want to point out that, you know, I love the live crew because they don't let anything you or I do just slide. Nikki B says, so much for going to college, Terrell.
Hey.
Danny says that college joke karma hit fast.
I'm doing a live read. Did I mess up, elevate, and evaluate? Yes, but do I know what community means? Oh, you betcha. I know what that means.
Can you spell it?
I-T-K-O-M.
Kelly asks, is that code for Southern Spice for a discount? You have to give it that code again, sir.
There's not. You can try RGRT Pod for a discount, but a lot of the products has free shipping. So as I've learned, that a lot of the products already come with free shipping. So you put the code in, it's not really going to show a 10% discount. But if you see that there's a shipping charge, put in the promo code and you'll get free shipping.
Oh, damn. So the promo code does work. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Hey, shout out to everybody that's in here right now, man. Whether you're here now as part of the live crew, roasting Terrell for being unable to read one small E word.
2 weeks in to doing my first live reads. 2 weeks into my first live reads. Judgy. Okay, judgy asses.
Yes. We all, because you started it. You started it early with everybody else. See, you started it with Mr. Half a Millionaire. you're watching this latest part of Replay Gang. Go ahead. You can get in on the roast. You can hit him in the comments. Dita says you did better yesterday.
I get a new one every time. So it's like I got to like practice. Use it up, but I got it.
While Terrell is practicing, we'd like for you to do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
It's all our podcast fam. Listen on your favorite app. Thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really helps. I like MWA who says, but tell me this. Can you whoop my ass?
I was thinking about what's her name in Precious. Since you're so smart and everything, you got your college degree.
Sly says, Terrell said, I can read with your little old funky. Oh my God. Y'all are nuts, man. And I love it. I'm sure these two went to college. Derek and Megan. They had a couple moments here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one was realizing that they could keep a secret.
Yeah. I mean, they were the first night being in the retreat with everyone. They didn't spill the beans on Megan being pregnant. I think we talked about this yesterday, that third trimester is that's when you tell everybody. So it's too soon for them to be telling anybody anyway. But also the fact that nobody paid attention to the fact that Megan wasn't drinking. So that's kind of nice. I mean, imagine you're around people who drink all the time and all of a sudden they're not drinking. My first question is, hey, why are you not drinking? It's either you're on antibiotics, which means you got something, or are you pregnant?
Or they saw her mean mug and were like, I ain't asking.
I don't even want to know.
I don't even want to know. And Nikki, we asked that question yesterday too. What if the baby isn't Derek's? It's a quick turnaround. But she said she wasn't doing anything for 2 years. So, yeah. And Daniela says, I think this group is too stressed out to notice. And that's probably part of it too, right?
Yeah.
Did you catch this little hair battle they had the next day when Derek says he sent his mom a picture of him and she commented on his hair in the back? You know, it's how it looked nice. So he may grow out the full mullet.
Yeah.
And then Megan's like, well, maybe I just stopped shaving.
Yeah. The mom is slowly trying to tell Derek what to do and making sure she's training him up. That's what that is. She's grooming him to be the obedient son-in-law.
Well, yeah, there's that. And Megan being the other one was just like, hey, well, if you do that, here's what I do.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, go full bush. Like, everybody's scared of that.
Yeah. Derek might have a 1970s vibe.
Doesn't bother me. I mean, everybody doesn't even look like a freaking 12-year-old girl. It's gross. a little roughage is nice.
Let's move forward. You're about to take this a whole other place. Derek and Megan invite your favorite couple, Brittany and Will, to play pickleball. And The first thing we notice is that Brittany and Will suck at pickleball.
Well, what we notice is Brittany sucks because she's the only one that's cussing so much.
No, she's cursing, but Will is terrible too. He's hitting the ball all over the place. And we know that Megan is a sore loser. We watched that on the ping pong table with her and Derek.
Right. We did see that. I think it was just, I didn't see that Will was losing, but Brittany was losing her mind. You know, a lot of F-bombs.
Emotion, something that
she dropped. Her. Well, we know she does that. But she drops a lot of F-bombs over pickleball. I don't know about you, man. It's like, if I'm good at something, I will talk shit and I'm going to be competitive and aggressive. I've never played pickleball, so this is my first time. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. I don't think that Brittany plays pickleball regularly.
No. And I haven't played pickleball. I play rail tennis, or at least I used to.
Judgy.
Way back.
A little judgy.
When. Yeah, call it what you want. Yeah. I'm just saying. By the way,
when you say rail tennis, judgy.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's like half a court. But doctors are saying this is what people are coming in for with the most ankle injuries from playing pickleball, because people get a little too aggressive out there, not realizing that pickleball is made for old people. For retirement homes.
Well, it's taken on. It's what CrossFit was in the 90s and early 2000s. Everybody's big into pickleball.
Sarita saying, I love pickleball. I'm still learning. Taylor says, pickleball is so fun. Yeah. Bacon, eggs, and cheese say, can we just admit pickleball is some niche white people sport? No, it's not. There are a lot of black people playing it now.
Black people that play it too.
Wait till you see LeBron on skates. No, it's. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, do rags and all.
Rock all day. Yeah,
do rags and all. Just
see, look. Even Toya's saying, "I need to try pickleball." Yes. And Nikki says pickleball is a new avocado. If that's the case, I definitely won't try it. But I get what you're trying to say there. That was actually pretty smooth. There's a conversation being had here. The game isn't over, and for some strange reason, they start to just, I guess the compliments are flowing. And then, you know, Will says that that's what makes Derek and Megan good now is, you know, it's like, kind of like pickleball. Played enough, you get good at it. And you seem, it looks like they have the hang of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts the snowball effect as it's rolling down the hill.
It goes bad because Derek answers by saying that they're learning how to listen to each other better, but also how to respond better. And again, I think Derek was saying that to say, hey, Will, this is directed at you.
We're talking to you.
Talking to you, Will. Here's what you need to do. And so Will goes into that. He thinks that they have different, him and Brittany have different ways that they process things, as well as how they communicate with each other. And he said sometimes the way they phrase things could be a problem. Which sets Brittany off, because Brittany asks, like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Is there something I need to work on? And Will's like, no, you're good. She goes, so I'm perfect. He's like, no, it's all good. And then finally, Will just says, well, he said he doesn't always know how to maneuver through her moods like she had this morning.
Be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. She kept asking. And I get why, because he's not giving any answers, which he's done from the very beginning, right? So I understand her frustration. But now you can't be upset when he brings this up.
Right.
Because you've pushed and you keep pushing. And the whole, I'm perfect then, you know, okay, now you get it. And it still starts, now it starts to pick up steam and this snowball is growing and growing in size. As this conversation continues.
Yeah, because Brittany looks at him. She goes, you seem irritated. And he said, yeah. His whole body language said that he was annoyed. And he's annoyed because she kept digging to try to find out what's wrong with her. Mm-hmm. And Will is trying to say like they're fine so she can just stop.
Right.
Because she's not letting up. And he's getting more and more annoyed by the second.
You know what I thought was the most entertaining part of all of this?
What?
These two.
They're just sitting there like, this is awkward.
Yeah, they have a front row seat to what happens when black families fight. And they're like, ooh, should we be here?
Should we be here? Well, I like how Derek was like, so do we finish the point? Or do we?
I want to make this official.
Yeah, like I want to win. Game's not over yet. I mean, if this was all black people, this is a game of dominoes, we're going to finish the domino game.
Uh-huh.
Y'all could argue after. We're going to finish the game. If it's spades, we're going to finish the spades game. So I don't blame Derek for like, hey, guys, we got another point. So can we pause on that? Let's just do this. And then y'all can go have a talk.
Yeah, they're just standing there looking like. Oh, my God. That was so bad. Now, what happens is Brittany and Megan kind of go off. They say, okay, let's separate them and see. Well, let's be honest. The producers said, y'all go over here. Y'all go over here. Let's see if we can find out what happened.
Yeah.
What happened? Brittany and Megan go sit down.
Uh-huh.
Anything out of this conversation besides the fact that I think the light bulb is starting to go off in Brittany's head?
Yeah. Well, I think the light bulbs went off in Brittany's head, but Megan got a chance to see what Brittany's been talking about Will being extremely moody. And she said that she's working on how she says things to him, but she can always tell that he's really irritated. And she's struggling with figuring out if Will even cares about her. And Megan thinks, like, Will just needs to be more vulnerable. And Brittany asks, but don't you think that says something about us? That if he can't be vulnerable with me, then does he really even like me?
You know, because the thing is, the communication is so bad that she questions if it's because Will doesn't want confrontation.
Right.
She doesn't come off very confrontational. No, okay, I can't say that because initially she did, right? Or he just doesn't care. I think we know which one it is. But she's now starting to realize.
Yeah, now we know he don't care. He don't care now, at all.
Derek and Will over there talking, and hey, I got lost in this combo. What was Will saying?
Will said that she hyper-focuses on whatever is happening with him and tries to make it about her. So the whole time when she was, in her mood and, trying to talk through some of those situations, it winds up being, okay, what's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? Why am I upsetting you, Will? And he feels like she's making it about her and has nothing to do with her. And Derek said that Will should try not to be so blunt. And when she's asking you questions, she's just trying to connect and kind of clarify what's going on.
Arpina says, I did feel badly for Brittany when she finally realized that he just doesn't like her because the tears are just flowing. It's just like, it's painful to watch. Yeah, it really is. And I feel sorry for her to a certain point. Then all of a sudden she picks her hand up and I see the claws again. I'm like, yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
CXM has a serious question. Said, if he doesn't like her, why does he pull her closer to him? Serious question. Because he does seem to do that. Even when they had that conversation later on, right?
Yeah.
Because after this, they leave and you see Brittany with Belinda and with Jalen. And she explains that. And next we see her with Will in the room. And he does pull her close and, give a little of that love and give her a little bit of that extra, reassurance.
But it's not. It's not the reassurance she wants. He's just pulling her close because he's tired of seeing her cry. So he's like, hey, come here so I can just stop these BWTs. I don't want to see those anymore. But he's not communicating to her what she wants. She wants to know, do you really like me? Mm-hmm. Do you really want to be with me? Where are you going to be at on decision day? What is our plans after decision day? If we say yes, I need to hear him talking about a future. Yeah. With her. She's not getting any of those things. So he can pull her close all he wants, but he's not giving her what she needs.
Now, Katie has a completely different perspective.
Of course.
She says, I think he does like her. She just has to act like she doesn't care. And I get what you're saying, because I remember Jay Leno told one of his assistants when he was on The Tonight Show, he's like, hey, just get some roses. Send them to yourself. Sure enough, about 2 weeks later, her boyfriend proposed, because he's like, wait a minute, who's sending you roses? So I get what Keaty is saying, but this is not going to work, right? That wouldn't work here, would it?
No, no, it's not going to work, because that's not the issue. It's not that Derek wants her to like him less, to make him want her. He's not communicating to her what she needs, and she's said it multiple times. She's told him over and over what she needs to hear, and he's not providing it. And I think there's a reason he's not providing it, because he knows he don't like her like that.
Toya says, remember Married at First Sight, Denver? Austin did that to Becca, but refused to have sex with her. So, you know, I hate that we always do this, but y'all villainized Chris from season 12.
Why?
I know, I'm sorry.
Why?
For so long. Because he chose to sleep. But at least he told her, here's what I'm going through right now. After the fact, he did say and said, this is what I'm thinking. This is what's happening. Something that Will is not doing. And Will slept with her.
But Will also hasn't bought another chick a car.
Yeah, but that was...
just saying. It's not quite apples to apples.
I knew this would get y'all going. Bacon and eggs. Chris was on demon time, though. Toya, Chris was mean as hell. Little Leah, he was a villain. MWA, don't do it, Yanni. Lindsay, Chris was the devil. Damn, stop.
See, I'm glad they're giving you a hard time and not me, because it's normally they're coming at me. But saying, this is your turn.
I'm just saying, because we keep giving Will a pass on this, and he keeps giving her hope. He's sleeping with her. He's pulling her in close. To the experts are like, well, if he didn't care, he wouldn't do that. Everybody's telling her, and she, her mind is telling her something. She's seeing it.
Right.
And we're going to get to this in a little bit more, man, because, you know, yeah, I remember I was against Brittany in the beginning, because I didn't like the way she treated Will in the beginning.
You didn't like her nails in the beginning.
Well, I didn't like the nails. Yeah,
she came out with her nails.
But also the attitude when they had that dinner, he was trying to be nice and be funny and all that stuff. But yeah, he has been mean to her since, right? Mm-hmm. But let's take a quick sidestep here and go off to the exercise couple, Josh and Jalen, the burning exercise. They go on a bike ride. With the unnecessary helmets, obviously. But what'd you think of this?
Necessary helmets. No, it's safety. It's a safety thing. You're on TV. 5 years old. It's a safe thing. You're on TV.
Grow up.
So they go on a nice little bike ride. And it was funny because I think Josh is trying to talk to her the way she talks when she's teaching her spin class. So kind of trying to give it back to her a little bit. So I thought that was cute and funny. But interesting, though, is when they sit down after the bike ride, Jalen said that she doesn't want to feel she can't react a certain way, and they need to set clear expectations on where we need to meet on things in the middle, because she was getting super frustrated with Josh, and he was getting frustrated with her, and they both really weren't listening, yet they're both somewhat saying the same things. And she said that she needs Josh to feel calm in those moments, because as we saw, don't you raise your voice at me or roll your eyes at me. He gets a little bit of an attitude.
Yeah, and that was the problem. He becomes, when things are not going his way, he becomes an asshole. And that is a big ass red flag. Big red flag. But at least they can have these conversations, right? And this is going to come back up a little bit in just a few, because first, everybody figured out that the cat, the toilet paper, was all because of the people who were there first, Derek and Megan. And once they figured that out, did you like the revenge that they wreaked on this prankster couple?
I thought that was great. 100 water balloons. Just go at it. It's a beautiful sunny day. They're out there in shorts. Why not? I see nothing wrong with that. I thought it was great. I think Derek enjoyed it. The only one who hated it was Megan, because now she has to wash her hair again.
What did they have in the water balloons? I thought it was water.
Yeah, she didn't want to have to wash her hair again, but now she did. And she goes, we got dinner tonight, so I'm going to look great. So she made lemons out of lemonade.
No, she didn't.
No, she made lemonade out of lemons. Excuse me. College.
Thank you, Nubian Mahogany. Megan can dish it, but she can't take it.
True.
And Sly says, I thought Megan was going to be mad when Derek didn't protect her from getting hit with the water balloon. Yeah, because he got up and ran. And she sat there like, hey, you throw one more water balloon at me and see what happened.
She just sat there. I wish she would.
Yeah, that was nuts. But especially her getting upset about it. Y'all decided to prank everybody first. You right. Gotta be ready for the revenge, right? Mm-hmm. And Kitty, this is okay. I'm glad you said it because this is what I was thinking. But I'm a man. This is what we do. She couldn't just dry her hair.
I don't know how all that works. I don't know.
Mika says, to be fair, their pranks didn't physically touch them. No. Ask Belinda about that.
Yeah, no, Belinda got touched. She got She may have a rash after this this retreat.
Oh my God. So the final dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's sitting around a table outside, and I mean, let's be real. That was a nice house that they were at, right? And obviously, the weather was great because every time they did something, it was outside. Josh and Jalen, and Jalen specifically, was talking about how they learned to overcome conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Was her? You can see everybody kind of feeling what she's saying, but. Was this an accurate, or was this them, you know, throwing some sugar over it and kind of making it seem better than what it really was?
No, I mean, I think it was pretty accurate. Again, I'm not sold that Jalen is all on board with Josh after what we've seen over the last few episodes. But for her to say that her and Josh, like, they worked through some of the tough but good issues, and you know, they feel they're in a good place. So I think that's all you can really ask for. That you feel like you've made some progress and you're moving in the right direction. They both said they want to move forward. So I think that's all that meant.
And we kind of knew what was going to happen here, right? Because as Jalen's talking and all these things about communication, overcoming conflict, they keep panning to Brittany, right? And after that, we get to see Derek saying that we all have the tendency to do a little projection. And it seems like producers are feeding them the lines to kind of, you know, hey, we want you to, there's somebody at this table. This is an intervention. And
yeah.
This is what it almost felt like, right? Because as the other couples are talking, you can see reality really starting to set in on Brittany. She's realizing like, holy crap. And then the icing on the cake, Will decides to speak. And this doesn't make it any better.
No, it doesn't, because Will says that he's trying to be vulnerable, maybe, in this instance, but he says he needs to constantly ask those clarifying questions. Mm-hmm. And then he tells them about the conversation that him and Brittany had when she asked him, you know, do you feel we have an emotional connection? Where he said that we could be more connected. That was his response. And I love how Megan and Jalen were like, yeah, I'd have shut down if you said that to me. And that would have had me all in my head. And it's almost like everyone else at the table gets why Will is wrong, except Will.
Except Will. Yeah. But okay, to be fair, he didn't say no.
No.
He said, well, we could be more connected. So do I understand his logic? Yes. Would I have said that? No.
No. I don't understand his logic. Or do we feel connected? Yes. And I'm looking forward to seeing that grow.
Exactly.
Over the next couple weeks.
Thank you for that. Could have said that.
Could have said that. It says, yeah, I feel we're connected, but we could be more connected. Because then that's going to prompt her to say, well, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. What's missing that we can't be more connected? Which she did ask him, and he didn't have an answer. He told us that if I had the answer to that, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah. He's got the emotional intelligence of a brick. Daniela says, I feel so bad for Brittany. She's not perfect, but damn. And as this is happening, and especially as, you know, Megan, who's constantly looking and just taking it all in, and Jalen are both saying this thing to Will and like, hey, this is how we would have taken it. Brittany's trying her damnedest, but the tears just falling out. I mean, they're just, jeez. And Megan even can see this, and then she's like, look, it's not what you say.
Right.
It's how yes. you say it.
Yes. And he's not picking up what they're laying down on that. It's like she's talking directly to you. It's how he's you like, say it. Yeah. It's not everyone else. This is just how you say things. It comes mm-hmm. across bad. And I just can't imagine no one's ever told Will this stuff before. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't imagine that this is his first time hearing that this is an opportunity for him.
Yeah.
Which leads Raven's me to believe Monica's. That he just doesn't like her.
Which, okay. Raven's girl Monica says Will does not care. Newbie Mahogany says Will is AI produced. High Vibe says Will is mean. Slice says Riddler, that outfit Will, skee-wee.
I noticed that pink and green. I'm like, that's interesting. Interesting outfit.
Yeah, pink is his favorite color. His favorite color. He did say that very early on.
Well, you see him the other at Brittany's aunt's house with the orange polo and the blue, navy blue pants. I was like, why would you put those two together?
Just thought that was apparently odd. It worked. Nikki B says, y'all want that man to lie to her? He knows not to give a false hope because it's a no. He's still giving a false hope.
Every time just he sleeps with her, every time he sleeps with her, he's giving her false hope. Every time he pulls her in to hold her, he's giving her false hope. So... Gotta like respectfully this disagree felt with close you there, to me Nikki
when
B.
I did that. Yes, exactly. Yeah. He keeps giving her false hope. So there's that. But I do. Here's the thing I do like. Brittany pulls herself together for a little bit and thanks the women for their kind words, right? She thanks Megan. She thanks Jalen. Thank you for your kind words. Now, I need to go use the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know what? We can give her a hard time. I see some folks giving her a hard time in the live chat about crying. But she held it together in that moment. I mean, she mm-hmm. didn't before. The tears were flowing, but sometimes you can't help it. But she held it together, got up, walked out of that bathroom, and then let it all out again. Because, damn, the reality is hitting her.
Mm-hmm.
This man don't like you.
Right.
Which is something you said from the very beginning.
I did. Yeah. She's realizing it. And I think she wants to fight it. But also I think that Will is being very confusing because the way he holds her, the sleeping together, all those things, that is totally throwing her off, but her gut is right. He doesn't like her.
Nubian Mahogany says he sleeps with her to stop her from crying. And Raven's girl Monica says he tried to stop sleeping with her.
And she got mad about that, too. So now it's Brittany's fault.
Here's what I don't understand. You don't like this woman that much, then why would you, you know, not put the raincoat on in the first place? As we're assuming that's what the issue was the first time.
No, because they're married.
Oh, yeah, but if you don't like her, you don't plan to be there.
But you're still married.
Okay.
I mean, not a lot of married people still use condoms. Not to say that there are some that don't, but I don't think a lot of them do.
I knew a married couple that did. And you know what? Had I known that then, I knew it after. And had I known that then, I would have been like, yeah, y'all ain't going to last because they didn't.
No, exactly. Yeah. If you married,
she had no plans of staying with that man.
If you married and you're still making him wear condoms, you have an exit strategy. You have a timeline.
You got triple protection.
I just need the kids to get to middle school and then we out.
Now, Tyler says they're married, but they ain't married married.
They're married married. Legally.
Yes. Everybody seems to get it except Will. Even when she goes to cry in the bathroom, Will doesn't get it. Is there no hope for these two? Because you did watch the previews for the rest of the season, right? That they showed after this?
I did.
And it seems they get back to a happy place. But then even in that moment,
right?
She says, I love you, and he does Will. Like, he cool. can't help himself.
Cool. Word? Pound that up.
What kind of love is that?
Yeah, what kind of love are we talking about? Agape? Is it what type of love are you referring to?
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's any hope for these two. And they keep having these moments where they have a blow up and he tries to make it seem like he's all in, and then she lets her guard back down and goes to this over and over and over. Yeah. And all this is just to be a good build up for decision day for Will to tell her no.
Yeah. What if by some strange miracle, he says yes, or she's... Oh, well, we know he won't. Okay. Mm-hmm. If they go to her first, do you think she'll at least say no first?
Good question. I think by the time they get to decision day, I think that she would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that she would, but I think she would try to pull what a lot of couples do is... I'm gonna say no, but I want us to keep dating, and let's see what happens when the cameras aren't around.
Mm. Yeah,
she might try to pull that.
Yeah, Keaty says I'm oddly attracted to Will's withholding type. Why do you keep torturing yourself, Keaty? You just like punishment, huh? Apparently, because you see, attracted to, that means drawn to, that means keep going back. So you know what Brittany's going through. Again, before we get out of here, a couple of things that showed up earlier that are just that whole toilet paper thing. Your girl Shirls tried to justify it all. Said maybe she was barefoot. Belinda was barefoot. That's what I was assuming. It still doesn't make it any sense.
Even worse, because now you got booty dirt on the bottom of your feet.
Well, in that same conversation, Nubian Mahogany was, hey, not Terrell giving us wipe lessons.
I thought y'all already knew that. Clean the dirty. Thought that was common knowledge.
Now, Kelly asked this. I know the answer because she says, Terrell, do you recognize these places? This is your town, right?
Yes. So some of the places that they've been to, I do recognize. I wasn't where the retreat is. I've not been to that house, obviously, but have I been on Lake Travis? Yes. But some of the things I've seen, I've been in those spots or familiar where they are. It's really, that's what I like about the show being in Austin.
Yep, exactly. I know that's what you like about the fact that you get to see that. Karen says, don't forget Ready to Love is on. Yes, Ready to Love Detroit. And we got to decide when we're going to do it, whether it's tomorrow or Wednesday. So we'll let you know. Easy way to find out. I'll tell you about
that. Hit the bell for notifications.
Exactly.
I got nothing but time. So tomorrow, Wednesday, whatever.
Materialistic said to tell you, Terrell, if I see you out and about, I'll say hi.
Please do. I think that would be really cool if you did.
Yeah. Terrell has never met a stranger, so that's good. He won't run and hide. He won't pull a Will. So we're going to do it either tomorrow or maybe Wednesday, because this is just a lot happening right now. So it may have to be Wednesday just to go. It's going to take a lot to take notes on that, just to remember the people's names and all this other stuff. And still got to. Yeah. So it may. Let's just say Wednesday. We'll say Wednesday.
Okay.
So we're going to do
Wednesday. It is.
Ready to Love Detroit Wednesday. But easy thing to do in the meantime. Appreciate you hanging with us. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shows.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you find on the internet, and we might talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go.
Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time auto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.